This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, so very happy to be with you today. You know that we love to spend this time with you Monday through Friday as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. What joy it is to be with you, what joy it is to use these airwaves for the glory and the honor of God. And, you know, we always invite you to give us a call here. We love to hear from you right here on Women of Grace Live. Let me give you that toll-free number. You can use it if you are here in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. It cannot get any easier than that. 833-288. That's all you have to remember because you already know EWTN. So it's 833-288-EWTN or 833-288-3986. We invite you to use that number to call us with your questions or comments if you're in North America. And as I say, it's toll free for you. If you're outside of North America, we have a number for you too. It's 205-271-2985. That's 205-271-2985. Additionally, we're available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Both of those sites have a chat feature. Use that chat feature, put in your question or comment, your insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. We'll get it retrieved up on the board and we'll be able to address it. And finally, you can text us. Yes, you can. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Tell us who you are, where you are, and how you're listening. We'll be sure, again, to be able to address that on the air. Do know that data and message rates may apply if you use that option. But in all of these ways, you can join us today. We're going to be talking with Cindy Westbrook. What a wonderful woman of grace she is. She is indeed. She has been leading our young women of grace here in the Diocese of Birmingham for several years now at Our Lady of Sorrows Elementary School, a beautiful, beautiful school here. And I'll tell you, the young women have just thrived underneath her tutelage and her guidance as she takes them through Young Women of Grace, this beautiful, beautiful program that we have for girls from about middle school up, and I have to say, through high school. As a matter of fact, Cindy's been responsible for getting Young Women of Grace into our high school here, John Carroll High School. So what a beautiful offering it is, and we are so excited because, as you well know, our Malvern retreat is coming up next week. And one of the features of this Malvern retreat is to have a Saturday track for the young women. So the young women will have their own Young Women of Grace conference one day going on at the same time as we will be with the adult women. Now, I do want to say this, you know, these young women are welcome to come, and we encourage them to come to our Friday night session for the adult women. Saturday, they'll break out on their own. And then Saturday evening, they'll also be able to attend the healing service. And then on Sunday, they'll hear the adult talks again in the morning and join us for the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. So this track runs on Saturday. Now, if you live in the area, you can bring your girls just for the Saturday. But if you're a mom or you're an auntie or you're a grandmother or you're a teacher and you're bringing your girls with you, then they're welcome, of course, to join us for everything else. So I do want to make that clear. And I'm hoping that you're going to bring them because this is a beautiful day. Cindy's going to be leading it. My granddaughter, Julia, is also going to be participating in that. The day is going to be filled with a lot of fun activities. They'll have time for prayer. They'll have time for fellowship. As we say, you know, what are kind of like the three marks of a Women of Grace event? I'll tell you what they are. Fun, faith, fellowship. Fun, faith, fellowship. with the adults, it carries through with the young women. And I can guarantee you, your daughters, your nieces, your granddaughters, your students will just be really, really, really encouraged, and they will be enthused, and they will have a beautiful time coming together on Saturday, July the 26th, there at Malvern Retreat House. Now, I'm encouraging you to get out to our website. You can register right there, so you'll be able to register your young lady. But in addition to that, you'll be able to register yourself too. And we invite you to do that by going to womenofgrace.com. That is our website, Women of Grace, all one word, plural on the women, womenofgrace.com. Hope for the journey is our theme. Hope for the journey is our theme, and it's going to be beautiful. We have got a tremendous lineup of speakers for you. And these speakers, if I'm not mistaken, and Cindy can correct me if I'm wrong when we bring her on the air here, but I believe that all of our speakers will be addressing the young women as well. So you can understand why this is a robust day for those young ladies. So in addition to myself, listen to these beautiful, beautiful people of God that are going to be presenting. Bishop William Walter Scheid, Auxiliary Bishop of the Diocese of Pittsburgh, is going to be joining us. He is our spiritual advisor for Women of Grace. What a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful, holy bishop he is, and what a father's heart he has. And not only that, he is a marvelous teacher, deep spiritual life. He is a Third Order Carmelite. He's going to be sharing all of that with us. You know, one of the mottos of the Dominican sisters that really captures my heart, and this is true of all of the Dominicans, the men as well, is this. It says, we contemplate to give the fruit of our contemplation to others. Isn't that beautiful? We contemplate to give the fruit of our contemplation to others. And that's exactly what's going to happen at this event. And you're going to hear that from Bishop William Walter Scheid. We also have Kitty Cleveland coming. Kitty is just a beautiful vocalist. She sang at mine and Jack's wedding. I think we've mentioned that on the air already. Just a wonderful, wonderful daughter of the Most High God. She has Kitty's Morning Glories, groups of people from all around the world at this point who gather together to pray the rosary with her every morning. I think it's at 6 a.m. I think it's 6 a.m. Central. I could be wrong on that, but you can go out and just, put it into your search engine, Kitty's Morning Glories, and it'll come up for you there. She's going to be presenting on how you find hope in very difficult circumstances, and she's going to be sharing this from her own personal life, but also from the life of her father. In addition to that, Patricia Sandoval is going to be with us. Patricia Sandoval is a beautiful pro-life speaker, internationally known. She speaks to numbers of Hispanic groups here in the United States as well as outside of our country. She's going to be joining us, and she's got quite a testimony. What a testimony she has. You will be encouraged that there is nothing impossible for God to do in your life, and that there is no sin that is greater than God's mercy. Also joining us is Dr. Donald Wallenfang. He is the academic advisor of our Benedicta Institute for Women. He's going to be leading our Benedicta Enrichment Seminar that begins on July 24th, preceding the retreat, and he'll also be speaking to us at the retreat. The theme for the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar is Consecrating Conflict, Finding Hope in the Struggle. A beautiful theme, and he is a wonderful teacher. More to come on the other side of the break, but get out there and register right there at womenofgrace.com. Coming right back. Stay tuned.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live, and you've just heard those numbers. Let me repeat them for you. We're looking forward to your calls today, 833-288-EWTN. EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the toll-free number that you can use right here on Women of Grace Live, where, as you well know, we love having that holy conversation with you. And we are about to have some holy conversation with a dear friend of mine and a sacred sister, if I may use that phrase that is so often used by our Women of Grace. We didn't coin that phrase, Cindy. That phrase was coined for us by participants who tell us that that's what happens in these groups. But Cindy, by way of introduction, I was sharing with you earlier, is a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful woman who has led so many young ladies through our Young Women of Grace study program. And we're watching as this study program gets incorporated into the curricula at Catholic schools. Most of the time, it is done as a before school or after school program. Some of the schools are using it even in their confirmation preparation for their young women. Summer camps are being held using this curriculum. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And Cindy is going to be presenting at our Malvern retreat coming up next week. We are going to be up there from July the 24th through the 27th. 24th and the 25th is our Benedicta Enrichment Seminar that's going to be led by Dr. Donald Wallenfang, Consecrating Conflict. Finding Hope in the Struggle is the theme for that. I know Cindy's going to be participating in that, at least I believe she is. And then in addition to that, the retreat begins on Friday evening, July the 25th, and runs through the 27th. The Saturday is a track for young girls. And that is precisely where Cindy comes in. She's going to be working with these young girls. So Cindy, welcome to Women of Grace Live. I'm so happy you're with us.
Thank you, Jeanette. I'm delighted to be here with you today, particularly to talk about one of my favorite subjects.
And that is?
Young Women of Grace.
Young Women of Grace.
That would be Young Women of Grace.
Well, it's a wonderful thing, and I want to talk with you a little bit about what your plan is. But before we get into what your plan is for the girls on the 26th, I thought it would be interesting for our listeners to learn a little bit about how you came to Women of Grace. It was really by way of Young Women of Grace, and how the Lord has incorporated this so vitally into the program offered for young ladies at Our Lady of Sorrows Catholic School right here in the Diocese of Birmingham.
Thank you, Jeanette. Yes, in 2019, I had been called by God for, I would say, a couple of years prior to that. And he continued to tell me, Cindy, I need you to bring my young girls to me. They're hurting, they're in pain, and I need you to do something, begin a program to bring those girls to me. Well, I have two sons, and I have been teaching kindergarten and very young children my entire teaching career. So I quickly told our Lord that he had the wrong person, that he needed to search for someone more qualified. Well, in his loving and merciful way, he continued to make that same request. In 2019, I decided that perhaps I was not unworthy after all, and perhaps since I was accustomed to giving as a teacher, as a mother, that I could give some more as a leader in this regard to help young girls. So not coincidentally, one of our middle school teachers decided, I spoke with her, and she had been hearing the same word from God at that particular time. And we were able to discuss this with our principal, and Mrs. Dorn immediately gave us permission, and in fact had been praying for that exact program for her young middle school girls to begin. We began searching at that point in time, Googling, as you say, our search engine, to find the very best program to fit the needs of young Catholic girls. Well, immediately, several programs popped up that were Catholic and so on, but without a doubt, not even close. Young Women of Grace rose to the top in integrity, in complete adherence to the magisterium of the Catholic Church, in covering all of the virtues that we hold dear and that we know bring happiness in our life, and ultimately addressing the issues that our young women are facing in the times in which we live, culturally, in society, and even within our own families. So there was really no choice to begin and move forward with this beautiful program. We began with 12 girls, beautiful experience with those wonderful young women who are now college age. And yes, they do grow up to be women of grace. And interestingly, and not tragically, however, COVID sidelined us for a bit. We were more determined than ever to come back with a huge presence in our diocese, which we did. We completed this past school year, myself and two other facilitators, Olivia DeShera and Jessica Taff, with 30 middle school students at our school. It's been a huge blessing.
Well, you know, it's an amazing thing. And I think one of the things that you had shared with me that so impressed me was the enthusiasm of the parents and what the parents do. Now, your girls meet before school, Cindy. You know, they get there. What time in the morning do they arrive there on campus at Our Lady of Sorrows?
Jeanette, they arrive by carpool, with carpools, their grandparents bringing them. They have sleepovers to come. And they arrive at 7 a.m. on Tuesday mornings every week.
Isn't that amazing? And the parents are delighted by this. And the moms have worked out this whole system whereby they provide breakfast for these girls, you know?
Yes.
So these young ladies roll out of bed, get dressed, and off they go. And everything is taken care of. It's a very unique, this is unique among what I know of what's going on. But what a beautiful thing.
Well, it's a service that the parents provide for us through, they actually all sign up to provide a variety of breakfast for the girls, and it's a delight for the girls. I promise you, I never knew that middle school girls were so hungry, but it's such a joy for them to begin that day, and it creates a bond of love and friendship and togetherness that young girls need so desperately over breakfast.
Oh, you know, it is truly, truly beautiful and a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, friends, if you would like to have more information about Young Women of Grace, I want to invite you once again to get out to our website. In addition to that, you know, we are happy at the Apostolate of Women of Grace to talk with you about it. We've got women who have led it. We have women who understand the program. They are eager to share with you what they've seen happen in the lives of these young girls. And you touched on something so very important, I think, Cindy, and that is that, you know, we're living in very contentious times. And as we look out upon the landscape of cultural ideas and we look at the marketplace of ideas, we cannot help but notice, I think, if we're looking through the eyes of faith, that woman is terribly under attack. And she's being attacked at younger and younger ages, where even the very notion of the gift of her femininity is being scathed by these cultural ideas and by the rhetoric that is out there. And our young ladies are consumers of technology. And they're out there in social media land. And if we are not presenting the truth to them in a way that helps for them to appropriate that truth in their own lives in a way, again, that is geared towards their age group and makes it entertaining and fun at the same time, then we're going to lose them. There's no question about it. And I do believe with everything in me that God has raised the entirety of the apostolate Women of Grace up for such a time as this. I believe that in his providential omniscient gaze, he saw this program and wanted it. And here it is. It's available. And we've got to help our young women. If we don't, if we're not evangelizing them, the world's going to evangelize them. And it's always going to be poison, poison for who they truly are in Christ. So I just think it's absolutely wonderful that, you know, this is happening. And I'm so eager to get this out to a broader audience. In addition to that, we've got this beautiful day for the girls coming up. So tell us about the day that you have planned for July 26th. And let me just say, it is not too late to sign up, folks. It is not too late to sign up. We want you to come. Don't let any distraction or obstacle or hurdle stand in your way. You know, just do what Cindy did. Yeah, you know, and just step out in faith and step out in courage and see how the Lord rewards. Go ahead, Cindy, tell us about the day.
Well, we have a tremendously exciting day planned for the girls. In light and regard to what you were saying about the culture in which we live, Johnette, and the dangers for our young people, particularly our young girls, the CDC published a couple of years ago at the end of 2021 that 3 in 5 teen girls live with persistently sad feelings, feelings of hopelessness, feelings of tragic emotions that we've never encountered before. And friends, that's 57% of the population of teen girls in the United States. By virtue of those statistics, that's a cry of help, a help that we must respond to as the adults in their lives. This is the entire purpose of Young Women of Grace. Our one hope in life should never be a thing. It should never be technology, a device. It should never, the bottom line should never be our friends and those around us. Our hope has to be in someone. And of course, we know that that someone is Jesus Christ. He's our power, our strength, our grace. We can't rely on our own power and our own strength. We must rely on the grace of God to become virtuous girls. Our theme is beautiful for our Young Women of Grace retreat on Saturday, July the 26th. Be virtuous, be hopeful, be happy. Sums it up, ladies. It gives us hope for the future, hope for these girls. And we have a very exciting day planned. We'll begin with breakfast, of course, because we're Young Women of Grace and girls are hungry. So after that, we will have a gathering to meet one another and break the ice, become close friends before the day is done. I'm delighted that your granddaughter, Julia Bankovic, will be joining me in the process of bringing hope and light and joy to these girls. Julia, if I may say, is a college student, 20 years old, if I'm not mistaken, absolutely gorgeous, like her mother and her grandmother. She is so filled with the light of Christ that when I discuss this or speak to her, join together with her in various ways, my eyes are always filled with tears. I'm in awe of her joy in her faith. She's a college student at Ave Maria and will be joining us along with her grandmother and mother, three generations, I may add, for this retreat. So between my experience and Julia's youthfulness and joy, I believe we'll have a perfect message for the girls. We'll be attending Mass with the Women of Grace who are present also. We have plans for a rosary walk. we have plans to visit the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is a miraculous image we always have at Malvern retreats, a beautiful experience for the girls. We have crafts that we will do that are related to virtue. I think they're fun and engaging, and Julia agrees. So it's not just my opinion. We're going to have visits, as Johnette mentioned earlier, from the guests and speakers who are involved in the Women of Grace retreat. These will be dispersed throughout the day. And we have an opportunity also to receive the sacraments of confession, reconciliation, and then, of course, Eucharist at our Mass that morning. So we plan to have an extremely fun and inviting and exciting day for the girls. Lots of activity, lots of time to think and ponder about the goodness of God.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely beautiful. And I want to mention, too, and this is very unique to Malvern, that Malvern Retreat House is the only location where there is a shrine to soon-to-be-canonized Blessed Carlo Acutis. And the girls are going to have an opportunity to go to this shrine to participate in learning more about this beautiful young saint who, again, will be canonized. I believe it's in October, Cindy, along with Blessed Giorgio Frassati. So that is, I think, a very, very special thing. And just incidentally, 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, Jack and I were in Assisi, and we visited Maggiore Maria, the church where the remains of Carlo Acutis are housed. And so I was looking at you know, the effigy of him that is there. And I thought to myself, this is really quite amazing. You know, and I asked for his intercession for these young girls that will be coming. So all of this is just going to be a lovely, lovely day for your young ladies, friends. So get out there again to our website, womenofgrace.com. Sign them up. This should be just first and foremost above any other activity that they could possibly think they want to do on next Saturday. So please do bring them. Have them be with us for this beautiful event. Get onto our website, too, to sign up for yourself. We want to hear from you today. Any questions for Cindy about anything that we've talked about? 833-288-EWTN. We're coming right back. Stay tuned.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Back, everybody. We are so happy you are with us today. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams, joined here today by Cindy Westbrook. She is going to be leading the Young Women of Grace Day at Malvern a week from this Saturday. Am I right on that? Is that right? Yeah, it's a week from this Saturday. I can hardly believe it. July the 26th. Oh my gosh, that's the end of the month. Nonetheless, she's going to be there taking our young ladies through a beautiful, beautiful day. It is not too late for you to come to our event. It is not too late for you to sign your daughter up. And we certainly invite you to do that. Just get out there to our website, womenofgrace.com. I can tell you it will be a very meaningful experience for your young person. And if you choose to come to the women's retreat, it's going to be a very meaningful weekend for you too. So we invite you to come. The girls' track is on Saturday only, but as I say, if you're bringing her with you from a distance and you would like for her to participate in everything, which I don't know why you wouldn't, it will be appropriate for her. We are going to have an opportunity for her to join us for all of the events Friday evening, Saturday evening, and of course Sunday morning. We close with a Mass. It's generally over right around 12 noon. So we're inviting you to join us for this beautiful, beautiful event. In the meantime, I'm inviting you to call us here, 833-288-EWTN. All of the phone lines are open right now. You know it puts a smile on my face when you populate those lines. So please do call 833-288-EWTN. Tom Tom Price is screening today. We have Ace on social media. So you can get out there to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page and leave your comment right there in the chat feature, and Ace will retrieve it and get it up on the board. We have Vanessa Sanchez in the studio making the program happen, and it makes me so very, very glad. So 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Maybe you have a question. I'll tell you what. Cindy has a very long history of dealing with children because she has been a teacher for a number of years, recently retired, but not retired from Young Women of Grace. She still goes in there every Tuesday morning to lead Young Women of Grace. So she can give you some insight about any question that you might have pertaining to your young person. So that's 833-288-3986. You know, Cindy, we were talking earlier about the fact that if we don't evangelize our children, the world is going to evangelize our children. And having been involved in education of children for how many years, dare I ask how many years it's been?
Janet, I taught in the classroom for 43 years. And I have continued to work with children in Our Lady of Sorrows School in various capacities, including, and maybe I should say, especially Young Women of Grace. But the caveat of that is I was 12 when I started teaching.
I know. Just like I was 12 when I founded Women of Grace and got
exactly
involved in Catholic communications many
we
years ago.
We have that in common.
We do. Well, I don't have quite 43 years in apostolate formally, but I have 43 years in apostolate, from the time that I converted back to the faith and began to speak in various locations. But Women of Grace is actually 04, so that would be 21 years old. But Living His Life Abundantly, which is the corporate mother, if you will, of Women of Grace, began in 1987. So, yeah, you and I have been around a bit. And let me ask you this. When you look back over those 43 years of your educational experience as a teacher in elementary school, how have you seen the issues that young people face changing throughout those four decades?
Oh my, the stories I could tell. Without a doubt, when I first began teaching, Johnette, families had a very tight bond. You seldom saw families that were broken or without both parents involved. We saw significant issues began, I would say, well, along the way, but I would say at least halfway into my teaching career, so maybe about 25 years ago, things seemed to begin to change, and not for the better. Thankfully, we still have a core of families of all denominations who are committed to the worship and praise, honor and glory of God in their various spirituality and denominations that they subscribe to. I taught in public school for the first 25 years, and therefore I saw the various dynamics and venues available for educators. It's always been a mission. Regardless of where you teach, what capacity, the venue in which you teach, and I have taught in all varieties. However, the presence of God in a Catholic school, the ability to attend Mass, to have the privilege, the honor of being able to pray throughout the day with one another, and the day completely seemed in prayer, the practice of the sacraments, in fact, the training of the sacraments and the initiative sacraments particularly is a massive gift to those children. So that in a Catholic school setting is how we bring those children to the reality that God is truly our hope. God is our Savior. Christ came to the world to bring us to his Father. And moreover, the rosary is an important part of every day in Catholic schools. And yeah, I said the rosary, a decade of the rosary every single day with my students the entire time that I taught in Catholic schools. They need to know that the Blessed Mother is their mama. The Blessed Mother is someone that will bring them straight to her Son, straight to Jesus. She will hold them by the hand, regardless of their family dynamics, regardless of what the world is telling them, regardless of TikTok or the various kinds of social media or being bullied in school, all the things that young women, young boys and young women are facing in the world in which we live. Mary, Our Lady, is there to bring them to her Son, to bring peace and joy in their lives, that peace that is unsurpassed and can only be given by the grace of God.
You know, it's a beautiful thing, a beautiful reality about our Blessed Mother. And of course, you and I both have a deep devotion to her. And I cannot imagine life without a devotion to our mother. And I call her the people, I call Our Lady the Mary mover, you know, so like in the airports, we've got these people movers that you get on and you get to your destination or to your gate so much more quickly. You can get through the concourse fast. And I think that that is exactly what Our Lady does in reference to our relationship with the Lord. We can get there by, you know, various kinds of routes we can come to our Lord. Now, I don't mean religious routes in terms of various kinds of spiritual practices that are outside of the Catholic faith, but I'm talking about within the context of that, when we have our Blessed Lady, as Louis de Montfort says, she's the perfect way, she's the safest way, she is the easiest way, and she's the quickest way. And I think that that's, you know, she's just the Mary mover. She gets us there really, really fast. And it's beautiful that the rosary is incorporated into the life of the Catholic school. And we're blessed here in the Diocese of Birmingham, given the fact that we live in the Deep South here, you know, where in our state, it's only 2% Catholic, right? We are blessed in this diocese that, you know, you probably know all of the Catholic schools. I can name three. I'm not native to the area. You are. But of course, we have Our Lady of Sorrows, which we've mentioned. We have St. Rose Academy. That is here in town. And we have Francis Xavier Elementary School that is over there by the parish. I don't know if there are others or not.
Oh, yes. Yes. We have quite a number of Catholic schools throughout our diocese and even more in here in Birmingham than John Carroll. It's a beautiful Catholic school system here in our diocese. And yes, we do have a very small Catholic population in the state of Alabama, but by grace of Mother Angelica's presence, we have grown, I think, in quality, if not quantity. We have a strong Catholic presence because of our leader, Bishop Reka. Our Catholic school superintendent and all the principals, Margaret DeBose, leading us along. It's an incredible Catholic presence in our schools. And because we're in the South, I do believe that we have a somewhat, if you will, safer and sweeter sort of an environment in which our children can thrive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that's true, even in reference to what it was that you were stating about, you know, how you began to see family life devolving, and you trace that back to 25 years ago. So that would be around the year 2000 or so. You know, that I think was something that was radically different in the North. You know, I would say, because I was an educator for a while too, when I taught school, you know, families were still rather intact, but I would say somewhere around the 80s, you know, maybe 20 years ahead of the South, we began to see this disillusion of the family unit. And today, you know, it's very, very fractured. So we really probably should speak to that reality. And again, friends, we invite you to call 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're talking about Young Women of Grace, particularly. We're talking about the Malvern Retreat that's coming up very soon now. It's going to be next week, beginning on the 24th, with our Benedict Enrichment Seminar, which is a standalone feature. You can come to that and the retreat, or one or the other. The retreat begins on Friday evening, July the 25th. And on Saturday, we have a special track for the Young Women of Grace. And since Cindy is going to be leading that, and she's going to be joined by my granddaughter, Julia Benkovic, and it's going to be quite, I think, a beautiful day for the girls. But, you know, in a certain way, because of what we are experiencing nationally with the state of affairs as it pertains to matrimony, I mean, you know, married life is under tremendous social pressure and social attack today. And so all the more reason why a program like this is so necessary for our young people. And it's so necessary for them to be able to discover who they are. You talk about that state of depression that the young girls are saying, what did you say, 57%, you know, are suffering from some kind of emotional issue. And why is that? Well, I think it's partially because of the culture. It's definitely because of the dissolution of marriage. But we can't fix all that. But what we can do is to help provide for a very solid, positive sense, in the truest, most Christian sense of the word, of self-worth, of self-esteem, but not the self-help self-esteem, but true esteem for who they are, created in the image and likeness of God. As you like to say, unrepeatable daughters of the Most High God.
Yes, yes. Hearing that term, early on, when I began working and facilitating Young Women of Grace, that one term, I am an unrepeatable daughter of the Most High God, changed my life. And by no means was I, at that point in life, a young woman of grace, not in the least. I, you know, we all learned in catechism and in our PSR groups and so on, formerly CCD groups, that we're children of God. We're all children of God. And I knew that to be true, but never had I considered that I was his daughter and that I was the one unrepeatable daughter that he had created with a unique mission in mind. And that indeed, if I did not give my fiat, my yes to the mission that he had for my life, then that particular mission, what he needed me to accomplish, would never occur. That was so intensely powerful for me. It literally changed my life. And yeah, it most certainly changed the trajectory of my spirituality. And this is a great focus of Young Women of Grace, to inspire these girls, to enlighten these girls to know this truth about their father. And this indeed will be a large part of the retreat that we will present, Julia and I, on Saturday, July 26th.
Well, we're excited about it. We have Jean with us, and she is in Manchester, Maryland this morning, listening to us via EWTN. I think that might be the app. How are you doing, Jean?
Hi, I'm well, Johnette. Happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you for that.
I remember the first Women of Grace retreat in 2006. We got to celebrate your birthday there.
So. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that something? Yes, that was a beautiful moment. It was just it was so memorable for me. I've got pictures of it. Thank you, Jean.
Yes.
So what do you want to share with us about today?
I just want to encourage anybody who is on the fence about whether they should sign up to go to Malvern to just do it. I decided to call in after you started talking about how special it is to be in the presence of other women and hearing their stories, helping them see the good in their situation, praising God together, receiving the sacraments, and just being in each other's presence. This will be my fourth Malvern retreat. I haven't been there since 2012, but they were life-changing for me. And for women who just don't know how other women are supposed to be, show up because you will leave a different person by the end of the weekend. And I'm so excited for the young women of Grace. I live close enough to Harrisburg, and I attended two of the events in Harrisburg in 2012 and 2022. And I took my daughters in 2022 to Harrisburg for the one-day Women of Grace retreat, and they really enjoyed it. So again, if you have daughters, granddaughters, neighbor girls, whomever that you know goes to school and they just need to know that they're not alone, bring them to Malvern, because I'm sure they will have a wonderful time. Cindy sounds like a lovely leader. She has a lot of experience. She's been, you know, with girls for a long time, and they are struggling and they need a buddy. So bring them and a girlfriend, you know, because
that's right.
Everybody, we all need to be strengthened.
Well, Jean, thank you so much for calling in. I mean, what a pleasure to hear from you again, and what a pleasure to have you coming this year. And there is a special charism that attends these events. I mean, it's just there. There's just something about these events. And it really, I mean, you know, what we can do, we do the logistics. We put it together through a whole lot of prayer and a whole lot of discernment and through, the opportunities that present themselves to us. But we can't make the event happen in the sense of the spiritual. Only God can do that. But as I've told people time and again, we have seen tremendous healings taking place at these events. We've even seen physical healings happen. We've seen emotional healings happen. We've heard of marriages that have been healed following the event. We've heard of women who were having trouble conceive children being able to conceive children following the event. We don't make any of that happen. Any good fruit that comes from these events comes by way of God and His providence and His love for us. So I really do just want to echo what you're saying. And just for you all to know, we did not put Jean up to this phone call. And I'm glad your daughters had such a great time, Jean. So you'll come up and greet me, right?
What is that?
I said, you'll come up and greet me.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll be there for the Benedicta as well.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you are going to be enthralled. I mean, and Cindy knows this because Cindy is in our certification program. And Dr. Donald Wallenfang has thus far led all of the classes. He's doing all of the essential classes to each of the themed areas that comprise this program. We have others on the way. Dr. Monica Miller is going to be joining us in October. And we're opening it up now to other instructors as well. But he is absolutely spectacular. I can say that. He would never say that, but I can say that because I've experienced him several times taking the certification program myself. So you're just going to love it. It's going to be wonderful. I just know it. Jean, thank you. I'm so happy you called in, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you again. Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm anticipating greatness.
It's going to be beautiful.
Have a blessed day.
God bless you too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is true, Cindy, isn't it? That, and I am eager to hear, and I don't know that I'll get a chance to hear Dr. Wallenfang presenting to the young girls, but I'm eager to get your assessment on that because he's so wonderful with the adult women.
He absolutely is. My summation of his instruction, his kindness, his gentleness is overwhelming almost. Is I cannot get enough of Dr. Wallenfang's mission, his message, his spirituality. I have been involved in two of the Benedicta seminars that he's given, and It's very intense, incredible opportunity to learn more, which I crave always. But when it ends, when we're closing, I feel like a loss has occurred. I feel like, oh my, I need more, please.
Well, we've got some of the more coming for all of you friends at Malvern Retreat House next week, beginning on the 24th with the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar, followed up by the retreat and our special day for girls right smack dab in the middle of that retreat on Saturday the 26th. Get out to our website, womenofgrace.com. Please register. As our caller Jean said, don't be on the fence. Get off of the fence. I don't know how much more strongly the Holy Spirit could encourage you to just say yes and join us there. Cindy, thank you so much for joining us here today live on Women of Grace Live. And we're going to be back with you again tomorrow, friends. It's Praise God Day. Yes, give glory to God Day right here on Women of Grace on Fridays. So get your blessing lined up to share with us. God bless you now. Bye-bye.